Mormonism is unique in its beliefs about Eve, the mother of all living. Among other things, we believe that her decision was based on wisdom, that it was measured against everything that she understood about the plan of salvation, about the gods, and about what would happen on the earth. And also that it was, that she wasn't tempted into it necessarily by the serpent, by the adversary, by Lucifer. Instead, her conversation with him opened her eyes further to the good that could come from partaking of the fruit. And also perhaps the bad. She tasted the fruit that they might know the good. And to know the good, they would have to know the evil. I'm convinced that she understood these things, and Mormonism teaches this about Eve. Now, whether or not Eve was an actual person or just a prototype for a person of the feminine aspect in the eternities, and there's suggestions of this, that the Adam and Eve story, the Eden story, is a temple narrative directed or given to us as a prototype for our relationship with one another, among the sex, between the sexes, and between the gods and us, and our relationship with the earth. And so we have this grand figure, this mother of all living, who stands at the head of our origin story, really, because that's what the Eden narrative is. It's our origin story, our creation myth. And we use this narrative to direct our lives. And Eve stands there. She could also be not just the prototype for all women. Well, as the prototype for all women, she stands not just as the standard against which women on the earth could be judged and they can reach for, what little we understand of her, that is. But she also is a prototype, could be a prototype for the Eternal Mother. Now, many people have suggested this. Calvin Olson is one of them in his poem Rejoinder. It begins, "If Eve is any indication, one need not go far in speculation to assume the woman holding God's hand has seen it all before her long ago." So if Eve is any indication, if she's any shadow of what's gone before us, and the Eden narrative suggests that what happens on this earth has happened on many earths before this, that it's just an continuation of the Father's plan, that what has been done here has been done on other worlds before. And so we can reason from that the woman holding God's hand, the Eternal Mother, the one standing beside him, this divine feminine, has seen it all before. She's seen the woman make these choices. She has taught this narrative on other worlds. She and the Father have taught it on other worlds for eons and eons. And so she stands there beside the Father, working with him, beside him, to as the past and the future, to relegate the here and now to he who lives in the moment, who fills with breath, who rides the lightning until the all-familiar fingers rest on his to say, "It is enough," and guide them quiet into the coming day. Now that's from Calvin's poem, and it gives an indication that the mother's there, that she is also directing the process of creation, but kind of she's beside the Father. She is his rib, just as Eve is Adam's rib, his bosom companion, and that they are equals in all things, radically equal in all things, and that as she reaches over to touch his hand in the creative process, he recognizes this is good, this is what needs to be done, it's enough. And as Calvin continues, he says, "She is how he sees it is good. She is opposition in its purest sense." So she stands again beside him. She is the feminine component to his masculine component. These aspects coming together, the yin and the yang over the universe that make everything turn round, that they sustain it, they maintain our presence here. And all the good and creation that happens comes from the entanglement of their relationship. And so she is the one, Calvin continues, who reaches out in compassion. She sees the small details and things, perhaps. The Father is the one who is the overarching, the figure, at least as we have the narrative. She stands beside him. And each body settles into earth. As each body settles into earth, she calls what rises home. So she's the one reaching out to us in compassion, in mercy, to call us home. And so in this sense, Eve is again the prototype for not only the mother of all living, But and all women who would come into the world, but also for all the women before her, the eternal mother, who stands again as a radical equal beside the Father in the acts of creating and sustaining the cosmos.